This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More reaction after the U.S. and British militaries bombed multiple sites in Yemen. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
In a statement, President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. Air Force's Mideast Command says it struck over 60 targets at 16 sites. It was the first U.S. military response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Houthi rebels have carried out 27 attacks involving dozens of drones and missiles since November 19th.
The reason for last night's action was self-defense.
Talking to Sky News, UK Defense Minister James Heapy notes that two nights ago, British and American Navy ships suffered attacks as well.
Attacks onto HMS Diamond, a Royal Navy destroyer that is currently in the southern Red Sea, alongside three U.S. Navy destroyers.
In reaction from Yemen, a Houthi military spokesman, Brigadier General Yahya Sari, vowed retaliation, saying there were 73 raids with five military members killed and six wounded. Jennifer King, Washington.
New York-based Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of war crimes and says many governments are expressing selective outrage over atrocities committed in the conflict in Gaza. VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
With major conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, the Human Rights Watch annual report says 2023 was a formidable year for human rights suppression, marked by tremendous human suffering. Human Rights Watch also highlights the suffering caused by conflict in Sudan and in Myanmar, where the military junta continues its deadly campaign against ethnic minority groups. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Meanwhile, Tesla says it's temporarily halting most of the production at its German factory because of attacks in the Red Sea, a vital global shipping corridor.